All right, let's check in with Troy Rank, our good buddy from the Denver Post, columnist there. Troy, I'll just kind of give you the floor. Last night was a legendary moment. You've been in the state for a very, very long time. Where does that stack up?
Well, as it relates to the Nuggets, I mean, it's right up there in a top three, probably. I said this before when I covered the Diamondbacks Yankees World Series, and I watched the Yankees have back-to-back home runs and Derek Jeter become Mr. November. But the problem with that is, and why you don't remember it, the Yankees lost that World Series. And the Nuggets have reframed expectations for a championship. So if you're looking as a standalone moment, it's hard to get past that snapshot of Murray laying by the bench and the celebration of his teammates and the crowd. But I will say this, because we're trying to repeat as champions, we will not remember that as one of the greatest shots in Nuggets history if they don't win it. And I know that seems unfair, but it is a compliment to the expectations they've set that if this thing doesn't end the way they want, and it could be even losing the finals, frankly. I don't know, they have to repeat, but I do think you have to look at it in context with what they're trying to do. If this were 3 or 4 years ago, it'd be easy to say that's the moment of Jamal Murray's career. It's unreal. I would be honest, what Jamal Murray did in the COVID year in the bubble was more impressive than anything I've ever seen a Nugget do. He was Michael Jordan for 2 weeks. So that's why I'm saying I'm reserving judgment of where to rank it, other than it just gave you chills to see it, whether you were in the arena or watching on TV. And I just love the fact the fans were able to just kind of organically all celebrate it, whether they were there or watching.
All right, Troy, the Nuggets handled business last night. We're talking about today. Okay, we're talking about the Denver Broncos. Zach Wilson as the quarterback right now, does that change anything when it comes to moving up in the draft to get the quarterback that we feel like is going to be that franchise quarterback?
I mean, listen, you could get Mark Wilson from the Raiders. You could get Wilson from Home Improvement. It's not changing it. Zach Wilson is just a low-cost flyer. I mean, he's got to make the team in camp. You're paying him $2.7 million. So if you don't like where the draft's going and you don't see your quarterbacks, which would shock me if they don't, he can compete for the starting job with Jared Stidham. If you go get a guy in the first round, whether you move up for Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, or you take Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr., he could compete for the backup job with Jared Stidham. So what they did with essentially what they did with Wilson is just give themselves a little more cushion. That was always the plan. I thought it was going to be Sam Howell. But when Sam Howell needed multiple draft picks to acquire, they were out. They don't have enough draft capital for that. So I like it in that he's a talented guy, number two overall pick. The fit I don't see is, can he handle Sean Payton's coaching? He's got to be mentally tougher than the guy I watched and have heard about if he's going to succeed with Sean Payton. And so I just see it as a low-cost, almost no-cost flyer, but it does not change their perception of the draft. If the quarterback's there they want, I still believe they'll take one in the first round.
We're talking with Troy Rank from the Denver Post. Troy, man, tonight I'd be lying if I said I was not nervous for the puck to drop for game two between the Avs and the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg. The intersection of Justus Onanen getting really sick at the same time where Alexander Georgiev can't stop a nosebleed is painfully ironic. But we know it's going to be Georgie again tonight. What are your expectations?
I mean, I don't have expectations for him to play well. I'm being honest. When Bednar said yesterday that, you know, hey, it's just like everyone else, it's a new game, a fresh start. And he's right as a coach, but it's not one game. He's been a slump for a month. He's allowed 11 goals to the Jets in his last four periods. I mean, he's been involved, started two games against the Jets where they scored 7 goals. I mean, that is just hard to get over. I mean, I covered baseball forever, and when you deal with slumps, sometimes you have a hitter who just needs to get one knock, and it changes his attitude, and sometimes it takes a week or two, and typically you don't get into a slump in one day, you don't get out in one game. I don't see anything from Georgiev that makes me think that one save is going to change it. I hope I'm wrong, that he makes a couple of spectacular saves and then it just like triggers something like, okay, there's the confidence is back and they have to play better in front of him. I mean, that's part of it. He is clearly spiraling. They got to get more traffic in front of the net and get bodies and be more physical, because I don't know how they think they're going to win again, scoring 5-6 goals against Winnipeg. That was such an outlier and why it was so disappointing. How many playoff games do you score 6 goals and lose? So you got to be thinking of trying to win tonight like 4-3. And that means defensively as a group, as a unit, they got to pick him up. And then hopefully because of that, he makes a couple of saves. You're like, okay, he saved him there. Because I can't tell you the last time I said that watching him. I mean, like you tell this to pitchers all the time. Sometimes the defense has to make a diving catch. You know, it's not just a routine. I need a guy to lay out once in a while and save my pitcher. That's what he has to do as a goalie.
Mm. Hey, Troy, what is going on over there at CU? Right? Dylan Edwards, a running back that's supposed to come out of nowhere this year and just execute, be explosive in Pat Shurmur's offense. Now he's hitting the transfer portal. So what's going on?
I mean, it reminds me when I coached summer baseball where you just got kids moving in and out all the time and you're constantly recruiting your own roster. And listen, I'm all for the kids making money. I am. But the lack of continuity is going to be problematic these next few years. And you just see it where any kid is not comfortable or is not starting
right,
or doesn't feel like he's going to get his touches. They're out. I mean, they're out. And I think at some point there needs to be some guardrails on that. Like you can't be a second time transfer as easily. The first time, okay, but that second time, there needs to probably be some guardrails or at least explanation as to why you're leaving. But all I can think of is he just doesn't like to fit into the offense where it's going with Sanders and Shurmur. I mean, that's because he would have been the guy.
Yeah.
And now, again, he's not a great between-the-tackles guy. I know Shurmur is going to at least try to run more. But at the end of the day, if your line's not better, and that's the thing I think people are missing, Phil. You know this way better than I do as a running back. Just bringing in new guys doesn't make the line good.
Yeah.
At some point, they have to be dance partners, all connected. And it's hard to do that on the old line with no continuity. When you're just turning over 5 guys every year, maybe he's in the spring saying, yeah, we got 5 new guys. We're not going to run the ball. I see we're running 2 yards a carry. How long is Deion going to be patient for that? A quarter? And then Shador's going to be throwing 50 times. So yeah. I don't know why. But it typically involves touches if you're a star player. Like, you don't think you're going to get yours, and you get out. So I root for the kid. He's electric. But it is concerning that this many guys are going in and out, the lack of consistency.
Troy, 30 seconds or less. Give me a prediction on tonight's game.
Oh, I think the Avs play much better and lose a closer game, like 3-2, 4-3. I just dislike this matchup in every way possible. Styles make fights. You know that from WWE to boxing.
Yeah, sure.
This is not a good matchup for them. But I think they play better. I think the defense is better. I just think they lose a close game, lower scoring game, and then they're come back to Denver to try to save their season.
All right, Troy. Great stuff. Appreciate your time. We'll do this again next week.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right. Fantastic stuff from Troy.